Hello everyone, and welcome to Bodhian Base present Buddhist Bits, where we explore Buddhist wisdom for everyday life in brief, bite-sized bits. Today we have two tips for dealing with restlessness in meditation. The first one comes from Empty Cloud, the teachings of Zen Master Shu Yun. What should we do when we can't meditate at all, when we sit down and experience only restlessness? We should approach ourselves gently, as if we were children. If a child were learning to play a musical instrument, he would not be taught musical theory and notation, and the particulars of his instrument and an entire composition all at once. No, a child would be taught incrementally, with short instruction sessions and short practice sessions. This is the best way. An accomplished musician can easily practice for many hours each day, but not a beginner. A beginner needs to achieve a continuing series of small successes. In that way, he cultivates patience, confidence, and enthusiasm. A long series of small successes is better than a short series of failures. We should set small goals for ourselves, and we shouldn't task ourselves with larger goals until we have mastered all the little ones. For the second tip, I'd like to offer you a short visualization that can help alleviate restlessness. If your thoughts and emotions are bothering you while you're sitting in meditation, and you can't seem to find any quiet, imagine a dark ball of light, quite dim, on top of your head. This ball then travels very slowly through your forehead, mouth, throat, and parallel to your spine, down to your stomach, where it becomes a very heavy anchor, which simply anchors you to the ground. While you're visualizing the ball descending through your body, imagine that as it passes through each region in your body, that region becomes completely relaxed, soft, and all restlessness simply evaporates. So remember, if you're dealing with restlessness, you can both visualize a dark ball of light descending and treat yourself gently. A long series of small successes is better than a short series of failures. That's our Buddhist bit for today. Until next time, Amitofo.